Welcome to the Pretty Happy Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Mora. I'm a former Miss New Mexico USA, Miss New Mexico World USA. I was on a dating reality TV show that aired on E! And now I travel the world for a living and teach spin classes in downtown San Diego. You could say I'm a multi-passionate person who has my hand in a little bit of everything. I've lived a pretty adventurous life, and I've had the pleasure of meeting some incredible people along the way. People who inspire me to be a better person and go after my dreams and goals. This season, I'm calling in all my girlfriends, and the conversations on this podcast are going to inspire you to face your fears, go after your dreams, and give you the tools you need to accomplish those big goals in life. I always want this to be a place where you feel like you belong, and I am so excited to learn and grow together over the next few weeks. It's our time. It's time to create a pretty happy life. Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday and welcome over to the Pretty Happy Podcast. I hope you all are having a wonderful week and I hope you all have a super fun weekend planned ahead. So before we get into today's episode, I just want to quickly say I know that this has been a pretty heavy couple of weeks with everything that's going on in Afghanistan and now New Orleans. I just feel like it's been a lot and it's been heavy. And if you're in any way feeling kind of overwhelmed or maybe even a little hopeless, I just want to say that that's totally normal. I can say that I've felt the same way these last few days and last couple of weeks, and sometimes I just wish that there was more I could do. So two things I wanted to talk about is that, one, if you are in the same boat, now is really the time to lean on expressing gratitude and doing your gratitudes daily. These last few days, I've taken a pretty significant amount of time to really sit back and think about the things that I'm grateful for, and it honestly helps so much. Also, if you didn't listen to last week's episode on gratitude, I would highly recommend going back and giving it a listen. I thought last week's episode was a great episode, and Lisa is just a phenomenal speaker. So, you know, if you're feeling the same way I am, go back, give last week's episode a listen, take some time today, and express your gratitudes. Think about all the things that you're grateful for. Also, yesterday, I was reading some of the news on Hurricane Ida and how the hospitals were already full with COVID patients, so they can't even take in new patients from Ida. And just thinking about that, it honestly broke my heart. And again, I wish that there was more I could do. So if you are also feeling the same way about that whole situation, you can go to theshopforward.com and purchase some of their cute merchandise. 100% of the proceeds are going to Hurricane Ida relief, and they have some really cute stuff. I'm in no way, shape, or form associated with them. I've just bought stuff from the Shop Forward before when things like this were going on. I think they have really cute merchandise, and it's just a way to help out and give back. So check them out. Again, the website is theshopforward.com. I am so excited for my guest today. I have former Miss Idaho USA and owner of Sway Social, Erza Halidi, on with me today. I have had the honor and pleasure of knowing Erza for years now, and I'm so proud and so blessed to call her a friend of mine. She's a total boss babe, and if you are a pageant fan, an NFL fan, or just a fan of a good love story, you are really going to love today's episode. This was such a fun interview, and I am so excited to finally be able to share it with you all, so I hope you enjoy this episode from beginning to end. All right, you guys, I am so freaking excited. I have my dear friend Erza on with me today. Welcome to the Pretty Happy Podcast.
Hi, Ashley. Thanks so much for having me on. I feel so honored to be a part of your podcast.
Oh my gosh, I was so excited when you said yes. You have no clue. And also, I just am so excited to catch up with you because I haven't had the chance to catch up with you in a while.
I know, it's been forever. I literally was like thinking that about you a couple weeks ago where I'm like, I wonder what's going on in her life because we haven't, like the last time we actually hung out was after Miss World America. I don't know if you remember, in the hotel room, we're like all sitting on the bed just you know, eating our feelings away after the
Oh my gosh, that was so funny. Okay, well, we'll definitely have to talk about Miss World America later and like our experience there. But let's start off right now with like you just introducing yourself to everyone and tell everyone like a little bit about who you are and what you're up to now.
Okay, so my name is Erza Haliti. I was Miss Idaho USA, gosh, almost 10 years ago in 2011.
That is crazy.
Which is crazy. I competed at Miss World America representing Idaho, and now I'm living in New Orleans, engaged, and I own a social media marketing and PR company with my sister. So that's kind of what I've been up to the last few years.
That is incredible. Okay, so I have like so many questions about everything going on in your life. Okay, wait, so that is insane that it's almost 11 years ago.
Well, no, I'm sorry, 10 years ago.
Well, 10 years ago.
We were crowned in like, I was crowned in 2010, but I was, it goes for the year ahead. So I was 2011. I realized, I think it's like June 19th of 2021 that it's the 10 year reunion.
That is wild. Are you guys doing anything for your 10 year reunion?
We're trying to. It's a Thanksgiving weekend. And so it's a little bit tough for everybody, but if not, we're going to try to do like a Zoom thing.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of those girls in literally forever.
Right. And it's so crazy. And obviously we've already like briefly talked about this, but I feel like even if you don't see those girls, like, you know, there's people from my Miss USA class who I haven't seen since Miss USA, or like, you know, you and I, we haven't like seen or, you know, talked it. Not we keep in touch on social media, but like, you know, actually like sit down. And, but I feel like when you go through something like that with like other people, other females, and you have that experience, like nothing bonds you like that crazy life experience. Like,
absolutely.
Like, I feel like I don't even like, there's some girls, like, you know, the girls like from my Miss USA class I ended up getting super close with. It's like, I don't need to see them and talk to them, but we're like, we have this really close, yeah, like bonded relationship.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Well, it's just like Miss USA was the best time of my life, and probably also the most one of the most challenging, because we were there for 3 weeks and you have to be on the whole time. Like, you're not just getting judged on stage, you know, you're literally getting judged all, you know, all week or the whole 3 weeks. And so, and you like wake up at what, you know, 4 a.m., 5 a.m., don't go to bed till 1. So it was just a crazy experience that will forever bond, not just like our class, but I think girls that competed at Miss USA in general.
Oh, 100%. So let's talk a little bit about your experience as Miss Idaho USA and at Miss USA, because you were super young when you won, right?
Baby. I was like 20 years old. So it was my second time competing at Miss Idaho. And like the first year I competed, I got last place. I signed up a month before. I was like, oh, okay, this is a cool experience. And then after I competed, I was like, wow, these girls are super smart. They're ambitious. They're driven. You know, they weren't like anything like the people that I was hanging out with, you know. They just had goals in life. And I love that. So that next year I like prepared every single day. I'd go to the gym. I'd practice questions. Like anything and everything pageant related, that's what I did. And so then I ended up winning that year, which I really wish I would have lost a few more times, because once you get to Miss USA, it's a whole different ballgame, especially coming from Idaho. Like these girls have been competing forever. They've got a coach for everything, walking, talking, like wardrobe, literally everything that you could think of. And so at Miss USA, I was just so naive. I don't know what you want to say, but like I came so underprepared. But it was a really cool experience, because I like all the girls were great at helping each other out. Like my roommate was Miss Washington USA, and she brought her whole closet. And so she was good at like, you know, would share, we'd help each other out and stuff. But I just remember walking into it and I was like, this is not what I expected. And it was a cool experience, but I just was not prepared. I felt like it was a final that I didn't study for.
I think that you probably had like an advantage to that, because I think sometimes people prepare so much and then they're like in their heads about it. So I think for you, like being like fresh and, you know, I think that that probably was a good thing.
Yeah, I'm sure it helped. I just wasn't ready to like hang up my pageant heels, you know, because it happened so fast. And then that's kind of why I competed at Miss World America a few years later, was because like, I love pageantry so much. I love what it brought to my life, and I was not ready to give that up. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I didn't get to give it my all, being at Miss USA. I remember like after, I was like driving home, cause I didn't want to fly home. Vegas is a 10-hour drive. And I remember being in the car and being like, oh my gosh, I did not make the most of this opportunity, and just like walking away with a lot of regret, because my dream was always to be Miss Idaho USA. And I almost didn't think I was ever going to win, because that was like the, you know, big dream. And then Miss USA was just like so out of reach in my mind. And like, knowing what I know now, I'm a big believer in like the law of attraction, and what you put out there is what you get back. So I just wish that I would have had that mindset before, knowing that like, hey, you know, what you attract, like they're, dreams are bigger than what you are and what you can see, and like anything is possible. So, but it was still such a cool experience. I just would love to do it all over again. That's why I'm so glad I'm engaged and can't wait to get married and compete in my first Mrs. Pageant.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be so exciting. I think that there's like a piece of your story in there that's so important, especially for everyone listening today to remember, you know, and thank you for like being so open and honest about everything going on in your life, but that to dream big, like to dream as big as you possibly can, and don't, I think it's like, it's so easy, right, to get in your head about things and be like naturally like make ourselves smaller just because of like society and, you know, what we're told like life is supposed to be a certain way. But it's like, no, like dream as big as possible. Like, don't just think like Miss Idaho USA. We're thinking Miss USA, Miss Universe. Like, you, we all need to be dreaming that big.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of times like people are afraid to dream big. It's not even that you're afraid to put in the hard work, but I think it's just like afraid to reach a goal or to reach a dream, because that's not really what we're naturally taught in. Once you get to college, once you get to high school, like the real world, even with a job, like that's not what they're teaching you. They're just teaching you to put your head down, work 9 to 5, day in, day out, you know, live for the weekend. But I love how I feel like the last year and a half, people have been focusing a lot more on like, you know, on themselves, their goals, their dreams outside of how we live normally. And I love that, because there's nothing that we can accomplish. It's just a matter of believing in it first.
Okay, so let's talk about Miss World America a little bit too. That's where we met. How was your experience at Miss World America?
Okay, gosh. My experience was like, it all happened so fast. I was appointed Miss Idaho World literally 3 weeks before Miss World America. And then so I had only a couple weeks to like put everything together, but going to Miss World was such a different experience from Miss USA. I don't want to like say anything, you know, like talk bad about anybody or anything, but it was just a different experience. It was, obviously there's not as much money behind it. And I think that kind of bonded us girls. It was like the experience that we went through. I don't even know how to, it was interesting. What I did love was like the fitness competition part of it, you know? I love the different areas of competition. I thought that was really awesome, because you don't really have to showcase that at Miss USA. You just have to like usually look a certain part, but to show like the way you get to that part is by working really hard in the gym. And so I love that we were able to do the fitness competition. That was my absolute favorite. And then I really, really, really loved that we had a beauty with a purpose. Yeah. Where it wasn't just about, you know, the gown or the suit, but it was actually like, okay, what are you doing in your community? What do you stand for? What do you believe in? And I really loved that part. So there's a lot of great parts that I loved about Miss World America, but I think maybe the year that we competed in just was still new and fresh.
As most of you know, I love working out. It's a huge part of my life and has been for several years. Movement is so important, and there is nothing I love more than cute workout gear. I mean, of course, who doesn't, right? But I am so picky when it comes to my workout gear, because it has to have that perfect fit, right material, and it has to support me in all of the different type of workouts I do. Well, I recently found a brand that fits all of my needs and is affordable. I am obsessed with Peachy Wear and have loved every single item I've purchased. In fact, the Dream Leggings are my all-time favorite leggings. Check them out over at peachyware.com. That's peachiwear.com, and shop all of my favorite looks. You can use code PRETTYHAPPY for a little discount at checkout. So let's shift gears a little bit. I want to talk about your love life because I know you just recently got engaged, which is so exciting. So maybe just like tell everyone about like who you are engaged to now. And I mean, I want to like dive into the full story and like hear how you guys met, but tell everyone like who you're engaged to.
So I'm engaged to, his name is Nick Vennett. He plays, he's a tight end for the New Orleans Saints. We met like 4 years ago. He found me on Instagram, slid in my DMs. I used to set thirst traps on Instagram and tag my locations everywhere I went. and he used to like find girls to hang out with. He would, you know, look up the location. So he lived in. That's how we, modern day fairy tale, you know? So he like sent me a DM and my. Super funny. And the best part is that like this was like normal for him. He literally had a copy and paste in his notes that he would send to girls, which I applaud him for that. But he tweaked it a little bit for me and was like, hey, not to come off as a creep, but I think you're really beautiful. And I just responded with, thanks, creep. And so like, cause I obviously he had a check mark. He's a professional athlete. I'm like, oh, girls probably throw themselves at him. And so I just decided to, I thought he was cute enough to respond, but I was like, oh, thanks, creep. And just left it at that. And he's like, well, I don't know how, like I don't know all the details. But basically he's like, oh, okay, well there's that. And then try to somehow get my number. And I remember saying like, oh, thanks. I'm flattered, but I'm not into professional athletes. Thanks anyways. And my favorite part was like, what, did something bad happen? Or like, did you have a bad experience? And I just like left him on read. And then he was like, you know, I usually don't date pageant girls because you guys are known to be stuck up and superficial. And basically like dogging on pageant girls. And he's like, but based off of your social media, you seem cool. And I love that he like dished it back, you know, and that's when I was like, okay, we got to go on a date. So that's how we met. And it took a while to like fizzle into a real relationship because I had just moved to a new city. And then he was also, you know, doing his thing with football. So it took a while to like turn into a serious relationship. But once it did, you know, we were all in. And we had been talking about getting engaged for a while. But obviously with COVID, things kind of went a little bit different. So I knew that we were really close. I just didn't know when it was going to happen or how it was going to happen. And so we were going to Mexico, to Cabo, and I kind of had a feeling, but I was like, man, I'm going to feel like an idiot if it doesn't actually happen, you know? So the second day that we were there, I went out, got out of the shower, and I saw that he like left a note and he was gone, and that like that's not like him. And so I was like, oh, I wonder if this is it. But he's also done plenty of times where he's tried to prank me into thinking that he's going to propose. So I just was like, no, this is probably just a normal date. But it ended up not being. He had like a limo pick me up, take me to the airport, a golf cart, take me to the helicopter where he's standing and like waiting for me. And then we take a helicopter down the water to like a secluded beach. And as we're about to land, I see like a big heart and roses and like a setup area. So we land on the helicopter there, walk over to the special area, and he like gets down on one knee and proposes, which was super romantic. And then we took a razor off the beach to the limo to take us back to another beach and had like a private dinner on the beach and set up and stuff. So it was super romantic, like super thought out. But to be fair, I go big or go home. So
yeah. And he did for sure. It was, I mean, I saw like the pictures on Instagram and stuff, and it was literally, he blew out like, oh, it was better than any proposal I've ever seen, like on The Bachelor or even just ever. Like that was literally the best proposal I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he like did such an amazing job. And he actually hired a engagement company, but they didn't do anything. They didn't do a lot for him. he like set everything up. He was the one that planned and said, this is what I want to do. Help me find these companies. Because originally he was hoping that they would come up with an idea, and he's like, oh, that's not grand enough. And so when I like heard about all of this afterwards, I was like, oh yes, I married the right guy. But I just love detail. I love that he like went all out. It sets the precedent for the rest of your, you know, relationship. And we always have to put in so much work into a relationship. And he knew it was like a big deal to me. So I love that he like stepped up.
Totally. Totally. Did you cry at all?
No, I didn't. It was just kind of a shock. That's the thing is, even though it's not like we had never talked about getting engaged and it happened, I knew it was going to happen sometime soon. And I think when it happened, I was just so excited. Like, he was saying all these sweet things as he was down on his one knee. And I'm just thinking, like, shut up and just ask me, because I can't wait to say yes, you know? You know, what he was saying was like very sentimental and sweet, but I was just so like the anticipation, so excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm ready to say yes. And so he talked for, it felt like 5 minutes, but it was 45 seconds. And I was like, didn't cry, but I was like very antsy and excited.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute. Okay. So, I mean, first of all, I just love your guys' story. I love that he slid into your DMs. I might have to do the location thing and like keep my fingers crossed that maybe that'll happen to me.
Yeah. I'm also like girls making moves and stuff too. So I always encourage people to like send DMs, but that's the way everything's going. You know, how often do you meet people in person nowadays, you know?
Totally.
And I think social media is the best place to meet someone, because you see, like on a dating app, on dating websites, you're putting your best foot forward, you know, you've just got a few photos, but on social media, you get to see like what they want to display to the world. And, you know, you've got like hundreds of photos there, captions. It shows like who you are as a person. And so I love meeting people through DMs. That's how I've met some of like my good friends too, is like by sending girls messages or commenting on each other's stuff and, you know, going from there.
Totally. So is it hard at all? I mean, because I know you even said to him, like, I don't date professional athletes. Was it hard at all in the beginning when you guys first started dating?
No, it wasn't hard in the beginning, because like I didn't really think it was going to be very serious. It was like casual dating in the beginning, but I think once then, after like that first year we spent off season apart, like I still lived in Seattle, he went to California, that's when it was harder. And I was working at a job in person. I remember I'd go see him like every couple weeks, and my job didn't want me to go be gone for so long, or gone so many days. And that's when I had to realize, like, okay, is this somebody that I want to invest in? Is this that somebody that I want to like be with? Or do I just let it go? And to me, quality time is super, super important. Like, if I don't get quality time, like, that's one of my love languages, it doesn't go well. And yeah. So that's when I had to decide he was somebody that I wanted to take that next step with. And I'd been single for 5 years and I loved it. Like, I love being single, but, after a while I realized, okay, I'm ready to share my life with somebody. I've reached my goals. I've done a lot of things that I want to do. I've reached this X amount of success in my career. Now I'm ready to share it with somebody. Whereas before, mm-hmm. like, I wasn't mentally ready for that. So once I got to that point, that's when I was all in. And that's kind of when it was a lot harder, because once I was all in, I noticed, you know, I wasn't hanging out as much with my girlfriends. Everybody, my sister had moved away. She was my roommate. My best friend moved away. She was my roommate. And so at that point, that's when I like dove into the football world and met a lot of the other gals. And that was great, because you had a sisterhood, but it was also hard because it felt like I didn't have, aside from my job, I didn't have like my own life. And so it took me like a year to get back into that, to get back into my own life and my own things while still being a supportive partner for him. Because my biggest thing is like, man, I had a life before he met me, and that's what he was attracted to, and vice versa. And then when you just give everything up just to be somebody's significant other, I think that's when you lose yourself, and relationships become very life or death, because all your eggs are just in that basket. Does that make sense? Right.
Totally. Yeah. And I think that's so important for everyone listening today. Like, that is great dating advice. It's great relationship advice. It's great marriage advice to, you know, make sure you are focusing on yourself and make sure that you still have your own life, because that's so important to not lose yourself.
Absolutely. And I just remember, like, there was times when we would have like challenges in our relationship, and it felt way more dramatic than it should be, because that was like the biggest part of my life at the time. And that's when I was like, whoa, this is not who you are or how it should be. And so once I started taking a step back and focusing more on my areas, I was able to be a better girlfriend. I was able to be a better partner because I was happy internally. You know, my happiness didn't come from my relationship with Nick.
Totally. Yeah. And I think that that's great dating advice. And I think it's really easy, especially like in your position, but I think for, you know, just in general, it's so easy to get so wrapped up in it that you kind of like forget like who you are. But obviously you have a lot of self-awareness because you were able to realize that, you know, you were feeling this way and kind of like going down this path, and you're like, okay, whoa, like I need to like focus on myself. So, I mean, that's great.
Yeah. And I think like as women, we're naturally a lot more nurturing and we just want to give. And that's when we always tend to like get hurt a lot too, is because we're pouring our hearts into something and maybe someone's not doing the same in return. And so when you learn to like give enough to nurture a relationship, but also you're giving a lot to yourself, like that's been the perfect balance. But it's so awesome because he was always very supportive of me having my own life, of me like having my own friends, doing my own things. And that was always like super, super helpful because he was the one encouraging me to do that stuff too. He's like, oh, you want to go on a girls trip? You want to go, you know, start a business or do that? Like I support that and I love that.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, it sounds like you guys have just like such a great relationship. And also,
thanks. I mean, it looks great on social media, but man, it takes a lot of work. Like people think, like, I mean, first of all, obviously I post a lot of our highlights, but I think what makes our relationship so great is that we're both willing to put in the work. Like we're both, he pours in 100%, I pour in 100%. And that's what makes it great. It's not like we never fight or we never, you know, disagree on things. But it's the fact that like we have a common goal and we're both committed to each other and we both love each other. And that like I've never experienced that before in any relationship. And so that's kind of what's been what's made it so amazing for me.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you guys are actually like a team. Like both of you are putting in equal amounts of work and doing what you need to do to make it work.
Yeah, exactly. But I always feel bad when people are like, oh, a couple goals on Instagram. I'm like, I mean, yes, but also like it comes with a lot of work. You know, it's like when you see somebody on Instagram that has such a nice body and you're like goals, I'm like, well, that person like worked really, you know, they worked really hard.
Of course. 100%. Well, and has it been hard at all? Because you guys have had to move a couple times, right?
Yeah, that's been like the biggest challenge as a couple is we've lived in so many different places, and then he's got an off season, so like January through April they're technically off, but he has to train, so we go out to California, we relocate, so we haven't been in like one place for longer than I would say 6 months for a while, and now we're with the Saints and we just bought a house like yesterday, so hopefully we're there for like at least a year, 2 years. obviously, definitely want to be there longer, but that's been the biggest challenge is going from place to place. But that's also been the biggest blessing too, because we realize ultimately like all we need is each other to be happy. We don't need a house. We don't need, you know, a certain place to call home. Like we're each other's home. And so that is pretty good.
I love that. Well, are you guys looking forward to your new adventure in New Orleans?
Yes. Oh my gosh. First of all, I'm a diehard Saints fan. So when I started dating him, I didn't care about any other team except for the Saints. And then obviously he played for the Seahawks. So once we were like getting more serious, I'm like, okay, they have to be dead to me. And so like I secretly always rooted for them, but not really. And so now that he's playing for them, it just my worlds align. It makes it so much easier. And it's such a great organization from like top to bottom. It's such a great organization. We've been a part of like so many amazing ones. That's been great. But like something about the Saints and the culture and the way that they run things and Sean Payton, like I'm just so, so excited for him. And everybody in the South has been pretty sweet too. I haven't been there too long to like get a whole feel, but I could just tell that I'm really going to like it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so excited for you guys. I'm excited for, you know, the season to start. And I can also congratulations on buying your house. It's so exciting.
I feel like all this stuff is happening at once. We're moving to a new city. He's starting a new job, trying to plan for a wedding, and then now a house. It's just – life has just been, like, nonstop the last 3 years.
Yeah, seriously. Wait, so when are you guys planning to get married?
I think we're doing next April 2nd, so less than a year. That's like our dream. We haven't picked a venue yet. We're working on that with a wedding planner. But April 2nd is the date that we'd like. But it would have to be end of March or April.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. I always feel like it's – yeah, I feel like it's better to kind of do a shorter engagement because I just feel like you're so, like, excited when you get engaged. You might as well, like, keep the momentum going.
Well, and I'm like, I'm ready for babies. Oh my gosh. I used to be a nanny at one point, so I got all that baby fever out of the way. But I'm ready to be a mom. Like, I love kids. I grew up in a big family. And so, and he's ready too. Whereas, like, if you would have asked him before, he thought he was going to have kids when he was 40. So we're both kind of ready to take that, like, next. And we talked about getting a dog because then the other side, you see people with kids and you're like, they don't get to be selfish at all. So it's, we're like, we're in that middle boat where kids sound great. And then wait, you know, having all this freedom sounds great. So it's just, I feel like it's so hard for people our age. We're like that in between of living your best life versus, you know, wanting to set roots down and plant some seeds.
Totally. I mean, I feel that way because I know you were saying you were single for 5 years and that you loved it. Like sometimes, because I've been single basically now for like 2 years. And so there's sometimes where I'm like, oh, I want to be like in a relationship. And then it kind of gets like near that. And I'm like, oh, no, I actually like my freedom.
Yeah. So once you're like single, it's hard to want to be in a relationship. Like it takes somebody really freaking great to come along because no one's disturbing your peace. It, you know, you get to do whatever you want. And it's just, it was a great experience. But now that I'm on the other side, like that also feels good. So I think it is what you make it. You know, you can find, like, if you make the best of it when you're single and if you make the best of it when you're in a relationship, that's awesome. But I remember, like, I love being single. I thought there was a lot of great benefits to that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it's important for people to talk about that because I don't know why. I mean, I feel like some people, you know, they think that being single is like the worst thing ever, but it's honestly the greatest.
I know. That's so weird to me because literally like that's how I made friends. I moved a lot. And that's how I made friends was I'd go on Bumble dates or Tinder dates. And then if it didn't work out, like I would, you know, either set them up with girls or they would introduce me to their girlfriends and like, you know, I would just make friends. And so I love people. I would say I'm an extrovert in the sense of I love connecting with others. So it was cool to hear people's stories of like, oh, different walks of life. So I thought dating was a lot of fun and I never had a bad experience, but I would have loved to have like a traumatic dating, you know, story.
Okay, so I have a couple more questions before we go. Well, first, I want to hear about your business with your sister. So when did you guys start your social media marketing business?
So I've had this business for a couple years, and then she really came on like the last 6 months. She's so freaking creative. Like she is literally the most creative person I know. And that's kind of what was lacking in my business. I'm very analytical. I'm great with like relationships and helping people out in PR, but she's really good at creating content. Mm-hmm. So we originally, the way this started was I started managing like my sister, one of my other sisters is a model. So I started managing her Instagram and then I started managing Nick's Instagram. And then I started managing more models and more athletes. And then from that, I was like, oh, this doesn't really make me happy. What I'd love to do is bring businesses and athletes and models together. And so from there, it kind of just evolved into me basically only working with businesses, whether it's managing their social media, creating their marketing, creating some PR for them. It just kind of like evolved over the years, but I was always passionate about like social media and the resources that it gives you. I mean, it's so easy to make money on there, you know, rather than work a 9-to-5. And I had to find something that I could do anywhere in the world because we were always traveling.
Right.
And so just turning like a passion and a hobby into something, into an actual business was really awesome. And then when my sister came in, we were just able to take it to the next level and offer so much more for our clients.
That's awesome. What is the name of your guys' business?
Sway Social.
Cool. I love that. Thanks. Well, I am so proud of you. You know, I love watching like your journey from afar. I feel so lucky to know you. One more question before we – well, actually two more questions before we go. I like to ask this question to everyone who comes on the podcast. What are three things that you are grateful for today?
So today – I love this question because I do this every day and it has to be something new every time. Today I'm really grateful for my health. Like right before this I got to go work out and I was sick for a couple weeks so I didn't get to work out. And it felt so good to be able to move my body. You don't understand – how much you appreciate it until it's like out of function for a little bit. So I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for you. I love that you're doing this. I love that you're spreading light. That's always been something that since I feel like we've gotten a little bit closer the last year, you know, through social media than we ever have. But what I always loved and admired about you was that you're always so freaking positive, you know? So when you did this, I'm like, it's so on brand. It's so aligned with like who you are as a person. And I love that.
Thank you for saying that.
So not to just like blow smoke up. I really do love positive people. And then the third thing that I'm grateful for is I'm really grateful for Denver. The more I'm here, the more I'm like, man, I really want to make this like our forever home once he retires, just because it's so beautiful here. It's so green. Like I was driving earlier and you could see the mountains and the mountains are my happy place. And I just super, super grateful for Denver.
Yeah. Denver is so beautiful. I was based out of Denver for a little bit when I first started with Southwest. So I got to spend some time up there and it's a beautiful city. Well, okay. So I cannot thank you enough for coming on the podcast. Before we go, I want everyone to know where they can find you on social media.
So they can find me on Instagram, Erza Haliti, ErzaHaliti. That's where I do most of my stuff, social Instagram.
Yeah, same. I'm like, just add me on Instagram. Yeah. It'll be way easier that way. Well, again, thank you so much. This was so fun for me to catch up with you. And I'm so proud of you. And I am honored to know you.
Thank you. Thank you. Likewise, Ashley. Thank you.
If you loved today's episode, please do not forget to share it with your friends, your family, share it on social media, tag me if you happen to, upload it to your story or to your Facebook or to your Instagram. Also, if you loved today's episode, leave the Pretty Happy Podcast a rating and review. Anytime you do, it helps bring new eyes and new ears over to the Pretty Happy Podcast. I can't wait to talk to you guys again soon. Until next time.